www.ccc.org. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Back for a second hour. Alan Ellis here, all choked up. Actually, I got that taken care of. Yeah, choked on coffee. I was reading the spot and just choked. I wasn't drinking at the time. I'm back. And we got several folks left over from the last hour. I mean, let's talk to Bernie in White Marsh. Bernie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up, man?
I want to tell you the turkey story, but then I want to tell you about the bear. I'm 80 years old now, but when I hunted, if I run into a bear and I was fighting a bear, you better help the bear.
Yeah.
But now, on Route 40, there's a restaurant that has stainless steel all around it.
Right.
And this turkey came in there. Where he come from, I don't know. But he would walk up and down the stainless steel. The restaurant was closed. And he would try to get into that stainless steel. And on the one end, it was a piece about 8 foot stuck out. Yeah. And I got him up in that corner one day. And he went through. I touched him. He got through my hand so fast.
They're quick, man. They're quick, man. No question.
But he would come back there every time. If you missed him, he'd come back.
Yeah.
And then one day I tried to get him again, and he took off across the road and out, flew across the road and out toward Gettysburg or Frederick or something that way.
Gotcha.
But he would run up and down and trying to get in that stainless steel.
Well, he was seeing his reflection. Yeah, that's what he was seeing. He was seeing another turkey and that wanted to hang with it. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I tried to catch one up in Washington County one time. There was a flock of them up against about an 8 foot high chain link fence, and I got close to one and had my jacket out and was going to toss my jacket over it, and you would be amazed how quick they are and how fast they can get up and over an 8 foot fence. And I was only like 2 feet away from the thing, tried to chuck the jacket over it, and it was gone. Yeah, they're fast. They know how to escape.
I think it was a place up in Bentleyville, Pennsylvania. I had a cousin lived up there. Went up there, we went down a coal mine, and these pheasants were up against the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same thing, got hit. And I almost had one of them.
Yeah, they're all tricky. So, but all right, Bernie, I appreciate that, buddy.
I'm 80 years old and I haven't hunted in a long time.
Yeah, well, you still remember it though, don't you, buddy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, Bernie.
You.
Merry Christmas. Bye bye. All right, and we've got Gunter in Towson. Good morning, Gunter. How you doing? I hear Gunter's radio's on.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got to turn the radio down, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I want to wish you and your staff all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
And
he's hearing himself hearing yourself on the radio rather than talking to me on the phone, Gunter. There's a delay.
I have the radio on here.
What's that?
Oh, maybe that's... Oh, I left the other phone open. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I enjoyed the hunting stories tremendously, and I really enjoyed hearing that story about you and your grandson.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hunting.
Yeah, he's a good kid, no question. And we're going out today, so... All right, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Gunter.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the one, the only, Tom O'Connell, Director of Fisheries Service in Maryland Department of Natural Resources. This is the second time we've spoken this week, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Probably less than we normally speak.
I've been holding off. I'm going to let this up to you if you're good with it, if we're allowed to do this today, since you're the boss.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right. Well, I kind of got the message that it was going to wait till next week, but can we break the story here today on the Outdoors and Radio Show?
Yeah, we sure can. I appreciate the opportunity to call in and mention this to your listeners.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. We have big news, breaking news from the Fisheries Service, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We have the director on board to make the announcement. Announcing the... Tom?
Yeah, Recreational Fishing License Discount Program.
Recreational Fishing License Discount Program, the Welcome Back Program.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so we're trying to encourage anglers to return back to Maryland.
Right.
Enjoy the great fishing opportunities. So any fisherman that has not purchased a Maryland fishing license for the past 3 years will be offered the opportunity for a 50% discount in the month of January.
So if I didn't buy a license in 2012 or 2013 or 2014, but I did buy one in 2011, you're telling me that I can go fishing. If I didn't buy a license in those 3 years, I can come back to fishing in Maryland, get my license at half price.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
That's absolutely spectacular. In the month of January only, though, right?
Yep. You're exactly right. We're going to do it just for the month of January right now.
Okay, for the month of January. So if I'm giving somebody a fishing license for Christmas, of course you can do that. And a lot of people get their license every year for Christmas, that type of thing. No big deal. But if you want to give somebody a card and say, I'm buying your license for you in January so that you can go fishing this year, that's going to be your Christmas present, you can save, you know, you don't have to tell them you're saving 50%, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, that's a pretty good deal. Now, okay, so this is just your freshwater license or freshwater or bay license? What?
We're going to restrict this to the annual non-tidal fishing license or the Chesapeake Bay Coastal Bay Sport License.
One or the other.
So, a lot of people refer that to as a tidal license. But, yeah, we're not going to offer it for, like, the short-term licenses or you know, just a trout stamp. But this is the main fishing license for the non-tidal and tidal waters.
Right.
And it's limited to Maryland residents.
Okay. So... Well, this is kind of cool because a lot of people are like, I've been fishing a long time, and, you know, I don't want to buy a license just to go fishing, you know, for a couple of days. But now they can. They can buy a year-long annual license during the month of January when people traditionally start buying their licenses anyway. You know, they get cabin fever, they get out to the stores, they go to the shows, and now they can buy a license for half price, 50% off.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal, man. Yeah.
And for... You know, for some of your listeners and friends that and maybe they're just used to fishing freshwater.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you haven't bought either of those licenses, but if maybe you've just been buying the freshwater license for the last 3 years, you can now buy the tidal license for half off and vice versa.
See, that wouldn't apply to me because I buy both licenses every year, but you're talking, this is an incentive program, so to speak, to get people back to fishing.
Exactly.
You know, we have such huge resources here, and we've talked about this, you know, I talk about it every week with the fishing challenge, of course, but we have, let's say you've never been to Deep Creek, or you've never been to one of the local reservoirs, or you've never been to Centennial Lake, or you've never been to Black Horse Pills Reservoir, you know, why not buy a fresh, you know, if you buy a bay license, why not buy a freshwater license half price?
Yep.
And go and try some of these other places. I mean, it gets you out there, gets you out in the world, and you can see different things. Maybe you've never been trout fishing before. Maybe that's something you should try.
Yep.
You know, expand your horizons. Get out there. With what we have to offer, I mean, you know, we talk every week about 60 species of fish in freshwater tidal rivers and you know, tidal waters and you know, Ocean City and Chesapeake Bay that qualify for the Angler Award. Maybe you've never been tidal bass fishing before. Maybe you've never fished the bay before. Maybe you're stuck up there in Western Maryland and you haven't. Nah, I don't want to go down and fish there. I don't want to pay that money to go. Well, why not? Now you got a half-price fishing license. What a deal.
Great.
What a deal.
Exciting. Yep.
What's been the response so far from the folks on, like, the Sport Fish Advisory Commission and all that?
Yeah, should mention that, you know, it was the Maryland General Assembly in 2014 that gave the department the authority.
That's right.
To offer this incentive program, and it's going to be available, you know, periodically over the next 3 years to evaluate its effectiveness. But we did brief the Sports Fisheries Advisory Commission.
Right.
And the Sportsman's Marketing Initiative that you've been very active in, and people are really excited about it.
Yeah.
We think it's a great opportunity to bring people back to Maryland. And we also have some exciting other ideas that, you know, we're still putting together, and we're going to need legislative authority. But once we get people back into Maryland, we need to keep them here. And we're talking about a referral program that we're going to pursue hopefully in the future years. And also, you know, when we started talking about this discount program, you know, it's great to get people back into Maryland. But we started thinking about, what about the people like you, Alan, that buy your license year in and year out? Your money has allowed us to continue the surveys and management and protection of these great fisheries resources.
Right.
And we have an idea on a customer loyalty program that, again, we need to get some authority from the General Assembly, but to maybe reward those people that for years have been buying their licenses to support Maryland fishing.
Cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I mean, I'd love to have a discount on my fishing license for 1 year or whatever it might be.
Yeah, you know, yep. Maybe like, you know, for buying your license for 5 consecutive years, 10, 20, 30, you
yeah.
know, there's some type of recognition for you as a thank you on behalf of, you know, all the Marylanders who have, you know, relied upon people buying licenses to support fishing.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool. Well, you know, it's nice that, Tom, that you and the department, what are they? Are they deputy... like Gina and Lynn, what's their title?
Yeah, they're my two deputy directors.
Deputy directors, okay. Yeah, and I met with them the other day and couldn't remember their titles. But it's nice that you guys have that team. And that team effect was very much in play to the transition team when we had that meeting the other day, how everybody interacted with each other, not only in fisheries and wildlife, because, look, you folks have been together for a long, long time, and there's not a lot of turnover in the department. And because of budget constraints and everything else, you guys have pretty much taken on the role of ombudsman, I guess. You kind of do everything. Everybody has shared responsibilities and that type of thing. Everybody has to work together. And for you guys to get together and collaborate on this type of thing, I know there's probably a dozen people involved in these brainstorming sessions and things like that. And you really do care about the folks that are your, quote, constituents. You do care about your, quote, customers. You know, those of us out here who buy licenses. I mean, you know, I've touted for years the work of the biologist and, you know, the scientific management of our fish and wildlife species here in Maryland. But when you get into a meeting like we had the other day and see the inner workings of how the management teams work together, it's pretty unique, I think, in a lot of state agencies that we have that kind of cohesiveness in our upper management of our Department of Natural Resources.
I appreciate you recognizing that, Alan. I feel really fortunate with the team I have in fisheries. And, you know, Gina and Lynn and myself have each been with the Department in fisheries for, you know, about 20 years each. And, you know, I think what's really exciting about our team is we all have different, you know, skill sets, and we can rely upon each other. And I think all together we provide a good team for fisheries. And, you know, I think the other thing is, as you know, we've gotten along for quite a while, is, you know, we're all passionate about the outdoors, you know. We have families, our kids like to fish, and, you know, we grew up with our parents and grandparents taking us fishing.
That's right.
But, you know, I think we have a pretty good connection, and, you know, we really try to do the best job we can, knowing that, you know, a lot of these fishery management decisions are pretty complex, and we got a diversity of stakeholders, and, you know, a lot of times our decisions may not please everybody, but and we try to look and make the best decisions.
Well, you can't please everybody because you've got such a vast resource to try and manage. I mean, you know, you got recreational crabbers and commercial crabbers. You got recreational fishermen and you've got commercial fishermen, and then you got the guy in the middle, the charter boat captain. What is he? Is he commercial or is he recreational? Well, he takes recreational anglers fishing, but he gets paid for it. So where does he fall in the mix? And, yeah. You know, not only, you know, 60 species of fish, you've got oysters, you've got clams, you've got, you know, crabs. You've got the mix of commercial and recreational there. That it's not unique in the world. I mean, you look at Louisiana and Florida and all these other coastal states. They all have the same types of things. But you know, we've got the most managed fish species probably in the world, and that's our own iconic striped bass. The major breeding grounds for the striped bass in the whole East Coast is right here in Maryland. And, you know, they come, they go, they live here. Sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not. But we're the ones that are charged with the Young of the Year survey and seeing how they, you know, how they migrate up and down the coast, how it affects the bay, and how to manage that as far as fishing is concerned, and the trophy season, and the recreational summer season. I mean, my head's about to explode, and you guys do this every day.
Yeah, it's a great responsibility, but it's a great up. You know, we take every day, full throttle forward, and
yep.
I think that's one of the most exciting things about our jobs. It is a challenge. It's a constant puzzle that you're trying to put together and
sure.
and learn and do a better job. And you know, I really want to give a shout out to you, Alan. You know, I've been on your show for a little while, but you know, your willingness to allow my staff to come on your show and talk to your listeners every couple of weeks. I mean, that's just a tremendous opportunity. I think one of our challenges is to let people know who we are and what we do, and I really appreciate you providing us that opportunity.
Glad to do it, Tom. Glad to do it. Well, if you need to go, you can go. If you want to stay, you're welcome to stay. But we want to announce this one more time, not only the fishing challenge, but the month of January through January 31st, Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-tidal or tidal fishing license since 2011 will automatically enjoy a 50% discount on their fishing license purchase. You just log into the DNR Compass licensing system, or you visit a DNR service center or tackle shop to buy your license. And the discount is automatic, but only through January 31st. The promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing the state has to offer. Yep, exactly. Fishing is one of the best values in life, promoting quality time in nature with friends and family, and we talk about that a lot here. So a limited time, the already low cost of entry is just 50% better. It's called the Welcome Back Program from Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And, Tom, we want to thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, and look forward to coming back on your show soon. And I'm going to jump off. I've been struggling with a cough. So
me too. Apparently, in the middle of a commercial.
it's great having a cough during hunting season.
Oh yeah, that's the greatest thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll stay on, and if your callers have any questions that you can answer, let me know, and we'll get that information to you.
All right, Tom, thank you very much, and you have a great day. I hope you get out there with Tommy or your daughter and enjoy the day this afternoon and the muzzleloader season, and maybe you can bring another deer for the freezer.
All right, and Sam, good luck to you and Jake this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks for checking in, Tom. We really appreciate that and being able to break that story right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Well, if you're looking for that perfect gift, I'm going to invite you to Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Right there on Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road on Kent Island, right after you cross the Bay Bridge. You'll see it. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, you'll see Chesapeake Outdoors, a big beige and, I guess, I don't know, green sign there. And you just go off the next exit and go kind of around the block there, and you're right in the parking lot for Chesapeake Outdoors. But listen, they've got some great gift ideas. They've got waterfowl calls, every kind of waterfowl call, the largest selection in the area. They've got the great Bubba Blade knives for fish and game, bows, crossbows from all the famous brands, firearms, ammunition, Avery decoys, Bigfoot decoys, Under Armour, Drake clothing, boots, all kinds of accessories, hats and gloves and that type of thing. And, of course, if you're a waterfowl hunter and you're out there today and you shoot a goose or a duck, well, guess what? They'll pick it for you right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. You just take it in there, put your tag on it, let them have it. They'll breast out your goose or pluck it, whatever you want them to do. Same thing with your duck, and you'll leave there with a bag of waterfowl ready for the freezer or ready for the oven. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th. That's at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Too much to just list it all. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions, including you and me. Featuring all your favorite celebrities. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert. 3D archery and game calling competitions. The Pyramid Air Gun Range. Seminars from experts on guns and hunting. Fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. The Family Fun Zone. That features interactive displays for kids. Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program. The daily contest and prizes. Tickets are on sale right now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
There goes old Bing Crosby, waterfowl hunter. Remember the old American sportsman when he and Phil Harris used to go to Chestertown, Maryland and goose hunt? You don't remember that? Bethany, you weren't even born when the American sportsman was on. Kurt Gowdy. But yeah, I remember several shows with Bing and Phil Harris going to Chestertown, sitting in the goose blind, shooting geese and shooting the breeze. Let's talk to John in Glen Burnie, then John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself, Alan?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, I was just want to get in that rifle contest.
Well, you're in her. How's that?
And you guys stirred me up a little bit the other morning, last week.
I did? Good. Why?
With your gar fishing.
What about gar fishing?
Well, we were coming in, my brother and I. Motor dust I've been running because we were both rowing the boat, taking turns. And he had a line over. And we got this real narrow spot with about a 40-foot cruiser behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And his rod slapped down and hit the water. He jumped and got it before it went overboard. And I start picking up my speed while I'm rowing. And the guy up in the boat said, "Take your time there, boy." He said, "I'm going to see what he's got, too."
That's pretty funny. So what was it, a garfish?
Yeah, it was about a 4-foot garfish.
Man, that's a big gar. That's a big, that big long-nosed gar down. You were down in the Pocomoke River somewhere down that way?
No, we were right up here in the Magathie.
In the Magathie?
In the Magathie.
And caught a gar.
Yeah, I've never seen one before.
Nah, probably not. Probably not. That's interesting. Now, was this did it have spots on it?
Sorry?
Did it have spots on it?
Well, you got me there.
You don't remember, huh?
Okay. Well, it was the one taking it off the line and everything.
Yeah.
I was still rowing. I had to say hello to that guy.
Sure. Well, I got you.
I mean, that big boat was crushing. We was only in a rowboat.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to your relative there. So, cool. All right, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, man.
Thanks for the call.
Take
See ya. Yep. Merry Christmas. John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Your brother was on a little earlier.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
I guess I'll hear it on the rerun.
Yeah, probably. How you been?
I've been great. By the way, it's delightful to hear that young lady's cheerful voice when I called in.
Bethany, isn't she great?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
really,
she's...
really different.
Yeah.
But in a great way.
Yeah, good.
How's your season been?
Good. Can't complain.
I have had more fun than I've had in years.
We've got...
I feel pressure. But I've seen, and I don't know how it is with you or what the general experience is, I've seen a continuation of more bad shooting, bad marksmanship.
On
shots
your...
taken that shouldn't have been taken.
On your part?
No, hell no.
No.
I'm the cool head of the group.
Well, apparently Jacob's the cool head of the group because I missed last Saturday for the first shot. I redeemed myself, but it was pretty funny because I don't know if you heard the story, but we were in a marsh blind and, you know, shooting at about 120 yards at these deer, little tiny sika deer, you know, coming out. I mean, good sized does, but relatively small target. And Jacob shot, you know, we were both lined up on the edge of the blind, both of us shooting at sika deer that were, you know, 5 yards apart, both of them broadside, perfect shots. He shot, his deer flipped over. I took my eye off of my scope, looked over to see his deer flip, and pulled the trigger. Never put my head back on the stock, never looked through the scope. Where the shot went, I have no idea, but it sure scared the deer. So, I mean, it was downrange, of course. It wasn't a bad, you know, it wasn't an unsafe
thing. Oh, I understand, but you were off target.
Off target, just off target, and redeemed myself in about 10 seconds, and... the second deer hit the dirt, but it was pretty, it takes seconds, you know, and all this stuff goes through your mind. I just pulled the trigger. I wasn't looking. Yeah.
What look did Jacob give you at the time?
He thought everything was fine. He had no clue. But when he saw, you know, there are four deer, when he sees three of them running around and one's on the ground, you know, and I'm shooting again. He goes, "There they go." I'm like, "Yeah, there they go." You know, and then, of course, they hop. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen a sika deer run, but they kind of bounce like a mule deer, you know. He thought that was the coolest thing, the two that ran back in the marsh. I'm like, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. So he said, did you get one? I said, nah, I'm pretty sure. I don't see it laying over there, but I'm pretty sure it went down. So, oh, my, it was funny. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. All right, brother. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, all right?
You too. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for calling from North Carolina. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, no kidding. That was very interesting. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are your headquarters for any type of firearm that you need for home protection. For personal protection, they'll walk you through the process for regulated firearms and handguns. Easily done. They have all the ammunition you need. They have hunting and fishing licenses if you need one. They've got the great lineup of Browning firearms, the A5, the BPS pump, the Maxxis shotgun, the A-Bolt. Till the end of the month, there's a $100 rebate on the A-Bolt 3, which brings that high-powered rifle down to just under $400. And if you're looking for a sporting clay shotgun, a 725 Satori is available in 12 and 20 gauge, the BT-99 trap gun, the gold light 10 gauge. If you can handle a 10 gauge, they've got all that in stock. Many, many Brownings at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Complete gunsmithing services, anything you need for fishing, check them out online too. Clydesports.com, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
There may be an occasional break.
It's all right. Did you want me to do something else? Huh? Sure, I can do that. Yep. Well, Bethany, that's all right. You didn't jump the gun. You're fine. You're doing what you're supposed to do. I'm not paying attention. You got a lot of balls in the air over here. I'm looking at the screen, and I'm looking at the email, and I'm looking at the copy, and I'm wasting time. That's what I'm doing. All right, we'll tell them about Chesapeake Outdoors one more time. Why not? Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for hunters and anglers on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Largest selection of waterfowl calls and anything you need for waterfowl hunting. Camo, boots, hips, waders, Under Armour, Drake camo clothing, Bigfoot, Avery decoys, you name it, they've got it. And don't forget the goose and duck picking service that they have right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. You shoot your geese in the morning, you go over and drop them off, you either go to lunch or you shop the store, look around at all the great hunting accessories and apparel and all that stuff. Chesapeake Outdoors will take care of picking your ducks and geese for you. Bows and crossbows from Matthews, Excalibur, Mission, Carbon Express, Barnett, Parker, Bubba Blade Knives, full complement of firearms and ammunition for waterfowl and deer. You name it, Chesapeake Outdoors has it. Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road. Look for that, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, right after you cross the Bay Bridge. The phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
There may be an occasional break in the cloud cover heading into this Saturday afternoon. If you're heading out, though, it will be dry with a high temperature up to 39 degrees, then partly cloudy overnight with a low dropping down to 29. We can head to Sunday. Sunny and milder with a high reaching 43. Showers will develop into Monday with a high in the low 40s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Companies are preparing for a controversial new federal rule that will force them to disclose how much the top boss makes compared to rank-and-file workers. By year's end, the Securities and Exchange Commission may adopt a regulation requiring most public companies to disclose the ratio of pay between their CEO and a typical employee. At a time when pay disparities are a hot political and business issue, the rule may put businesses in the sticky spot of having to explain why the highest executive is rewarded so richly, while regular workers make comparatively little. Some employers are taking steps to plan for the possibility of internal morale problems, negative press, and an investor outcry over the sizable gulf in pay between the top and the bottom. Among other things, they plan to expand employee training and shareholder outreach efforts. Proponents hope that forcing businesses to disclose the gulf in pay will prompt management to trim CEO rewards, raise wages of lower-level workers, or both. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7878 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7878.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
We're back. Always remember the real reason for the season, folks. Let's talk to, we've got Jonathan in Woodlawn and Annie in Catonsville and then Mike in Randallstown. Jonathan, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Glad to hear.
Listen, I've been actually listening to your program for only a couple of weeks.
Sure.
A friend of mine turned me on to you. Program, and I really appreciate it. I like to listen to all the stories. And
sure.
Sounds great. I've got two questions with bow hunting.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to the state for bow hunting.
Right.
And I'm looking for an area. I've heard that some of the public areas, Liberty Reservoir area, mm-hmm. kind of all hunted out.
Well, that's not exactly true. Not at all. There's plenty of deer out there. What you need to do is drive around the watershed, find some back roads out in the watershed, drive around in the evenings, and, you know, you'll see deer crossing the road. You'll see deer in fields. Of course, you know, this time of year with the firearm season, you know, underway or just getting over and that type of thing, the deer are a little nervous, but no, what you need to do is just drive across that watershed, make sure you can find some places, and then go start knocking on doors for, you know, places to park and ask permission to park in their driveway or park, you know, alongside their house or whatever you can do to get into the reservoir at certain areas. Now, there are a lot of places where you can just walk in. Those areas, you know, the guys tend to walk in there, you know, quarter of a mile, and then they stop and they climb up a tree with their climber stand and, you know, that type of thing. They go on all the typical deer trails and places where they're, you know, they have hunted traditionally in the past, and they'll go. But you've got to explore the area. It's a big watershed. It's a huge watershed,
right.
You know. So
okay. Yeah. And the I've got another question about bow hunting also.
Sure.
Mostly about equipment. Got a friend who's interested in getting into the sport. Where is a good area for him to get started with equipment, getting a bow, getting it tuned, and all set up and everything?
Well, it all depends on the area. Where does your friend live?
He's actually in Baltimore City.
He's in Baltimore City. All right. Well, any of our sponsors are great because we have primarily independent sponsors who will take time to work with you, Jonathan. If you want to send me an email, I can make some recommendations on some folks. But, you know, Clyde Sports Shop will set you up with a bow and make sure you're fitted right. There are other areas around, other dealers around. We got Chesapeake Outdoors as a sponsor. They do bow fitting every day. They're on Kent Island, you know, and all the major brands. And, so, you know, like I said, send me an email. My email address is Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. Or you can go to ellisoutdoors.com and get the contact information if you want. And send me an email, and I'll be more than glad to send you some recommendations. People send me emails every week on certain things, and I'm more than glad to answer that and give you some recommendations because, you know, there are some that are brand, some dealers that are just brand specific, and some of them may be the top names, and maybe your guy doesn't to get started. Maybe he wants a used bow, or maybe he wants to be the most important thing is to get fitted properly for your bow. Your draw length and your poundage are the two most important things.
I agree.
Okay.
I thank you.
No, you got it. Drop me an email. Merry Christmas.
I sure will.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Sure.
Yep. See you later. Andy, Catonsville. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
What's up?
Hey, if I should happen to win your muzzleloader contest, I'd like to donate it back to you. You could have an auction maybe for the Maryland Fishing Coalition.
Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Coalition. Well, whatever.
It's the Maryland Hunting Coalition. MD
okay.
Hunting Coalition. MDHuntingCoalition.org.
Should I be so fortunate?
We have. Well, that would be great if you were that fortunate. That's wonderful. Of course, it's totally random, you know.
And, hey, I don't know if you're interested in this article or you read it this morning. It's in the Sun Papers. Fisherman jailed in striped bass theft.
Yeah, I heard the guy that set the gill nets from Tillman. What was it, like $250,000 fine?
Well, yeah, they fined him. You want the guy's name?
No.
No, well,
we've read
it. He's 41. They got $40,000 in fines.
Yeah.
As well as, how do they come up with this figure? $498,293 in restitution.
Replacement value of the fish.
Okay, and then they poached at least 185,925 pounds of fish.
Well, multiply 185,000 pounds, divide the fine by 185,000 pounds, and you'll see how they came up with the number.
I can't imagine how many fish that is.
That's a lot of fish.
I mean, I've been down to fish market and all, and I've seen, you know.
That's a lot of fish.
A lot of fish. And
that's a lot of fish. Well, you know, the thing is, some of those fish were recovered and sold, but some of those fish were not able to be sold,
because they've been in nets too long,
right? And they'd been lost. So yeah, the guy got a year in jail,
a year and a day.
Yeah, no, that's
but
fine.
You know how much livelihood did he steal from other people?
A lot.
You know, and nobody came forward and said anything. It's a good old boys. I mean, this thing happened.
Oh, well, now you don't know that, Andy.
That's true.
You don't know how that information was garnered.
That's true.
You don't know how that case was built. I don't either. But
yeah.
I would guess that rather than put the entire fleet in jeopardy, somebody's going to tell.
Sure.
That's my guess. You know. So.
Yeah, I mean, they should go after everybody that bought them, but that would be kind of hard to.
Well, I don't know that they can. I believe I recall the story that the nets were found and seized.
I'm talking about is all the wholesalers that bought them because they weren't tagged or nothing.
Again, Andy, the nets were found. The fish were seized.
Okay.
The people that bought them, they were the ones that were salvageable, were sold by the state. to wholesalers to be used. They weren't sold to an this guy didn't sell them to anybody because his effort was curtailed because of the investigation. They grabbed the fish out of the nets and the state sold them.
Yeah, well, this article then could be a little misleading because it says that they sold them to wholesalers operating along the East Coast. So that could be
it could have been an ongoing operation. Could have been a part of the whole operation. But you keep in mind those fish were caught, I believe, in January, February.
Oh yeah,
it caused the season to close under John Griffin. Closed the season for the rest of the legitimate watermen. They all lost money. And the other thing about the fact that these were all big fish. These were not tiny.
I saw some pictures of them. They had them, when they brought them in there to Tillman, they had some photos. They were really big fish.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily the best fish for the market. Andy, Merry Christmas, buddy. Thanks
Merry
for
Christmas
the call.
Merry Christmas to you. Take
All right.
care.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll get to Tony and Mike in just a second. Mike, thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience. But I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. Here's the deal. If you need a Christmas present, or if you're buying a firearm for yourself for the end of the year, for your own Christmas present, for your own edification, personal protection, home protection, Clyde Sports Shop is the place to go. Of course, they're a full-line Browning dealer. Of course, they've got every brand, every model that Browning sells or can get it. You know, you waterfowlers look for the A5 or the BPS pump or the Maxis or even the Gold Light 10-gauge. You'll find it right there, Clyde Sports Shop. Everything for fishermen as well. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is the phone number for Clyde Sports Shop. Their address is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Website is ClydeSports.com. And time for me to tell you one more time about the National Rifle Association's Great American Outdoor Show. February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much, much more, celebrating the outdoor tradition treasured by millions of Americans like you and I. Featuring all your favorite celebrities, the NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert, the 3D archery and game calling competitions, the Pyramid Air Gun Range, seminars from experts on guns and hunting, fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough, and the Family Fun Zone 2. Tickets are on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're back. Okay, let's talk to who was here first? Oh, that would be Mike in Randallstown. Thanks for holding on, buddy. Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
That's okay, Alan. I'm not in a hurry on anything anymore.
Yeah.
A
Hey, listen, when you opened your show, I believe that was Jim Reeves singing Silent Night.
That's right, Jim Reeves, Silent
Night,
exactly.
I just wanted to mention to you, since I heard that I saw him live, perform live, many, many years ago at the old Glen Oak Amusement Park.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and that's something I'll never forget, and that's a voice I'll never forget. What a wonderful singer he was.
Indeed.
Yes, and listen, my main reason for calling was to wish you a Merry Christmas. I won't be able to get by and see you today.
Well, that's okay, but I appreciate that very much.
Okay, I did want to wish you that, and, you know, for you and your family.
I appreciate it, Mike, very much. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Tony in Pikesville, good morning. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good.
Now, I just wanted to call up, wish you a Merry Christmas, and get into the contest. I buy a muzzleloader stamp every year so I can bow hunt during muzzleloader season. So,
okay. You got to wear your orange, but that's
I know. I'll be out this afternoon for a bit.
Good for you. How has your season been?
Not good. Not this year, haven't gotten anything so far.
But, I'll tell you what, this is the best year we've had in a long, long time for some reason. I mean, it's been a lot of work, don't get me wrong, but between Jacob and Laura and I, we got a dozen deer in the bag. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I let a bunch of them pass early in the season thinking, you know, something better's coming along, and should have took those, but, you know.
Well, you know, that's, yeah, well.
Yeah. So, all right, I just wanted to just wish you a happy holiday.
Hey, good thing comes to those that wait, Tony.
That's true.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes, Tony in Pikesville. Well, we have a minute or two, don't we? Seems like it's always at the end of the show when I'm talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, but I'm passionate about it, and we got a lot of things going on. We hit our 1,000 last Monday, I believe, on Facebook. There's like 1,011 likes. Yeah, so it's MD Hunting Coalition, and that's Facebook.com/ MD Hunting Coalition. And we try to update it every day or every couple days. So, you know, there's lots to look at there. Of course, we always like to link you back to the website where you can join for free. And that's also mdhuntingcoalition.org. A lot going on. We're defending Sunday hunting. We're actually going to introduce legislation on strict liability. We've got that going. Bills going both into the House and the Senate on opening day of the session. But what I wanted to ask you to do is mark your calendar for Blaze and Camo Day. It's the first ever Hunters Rally in Annapolis. Coming up Thursday, February 5th, 2015. It's only 2 hours, 9 to 11 in the morning at the State House in Annapolis. All hunters and trappers in Maryland are invited. We want to let our elected officials know that hunters are 100,000 strong. We contribute $266 million to Maryland's economy. We support 4,500 jobs, and that we are united. Parking will be at the Naval Academy parking lot. Be there by 8:30. We'll walk to the State House. We'll greet lawmakers as they enter the session. We may even be able to sit in on a hearing on one of our bills. Wear your blaze orange cap and wear your camo. No firearms, no knives, no bows and arrows. You must have an ID. Your photo ID is required to enter state government buildings. Don't bring your pocket knife, please. MDHuntingCoalition.org. If you want to download and print the flyer, you can do so. Or you can call me. Get out, stay out, and Merry Christmas.